Rural voters in North Carolina could be decisive in this presidential primary. They vote next Tuesday, so does Indiana. And joining us, as she does each Monday, is NPR's news analyst Cokie Roberts to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
So are voters in North Carolina and Indiana, are they going to be decisive?
They are, unless they aren't. I mean, that's the way it's been through this very interesting nomination battle so far. If Hillary Clinton loses Indiana, I think she's out of this race. If she has some upset win in North Carolina, which seems unlikely, but who knows, then this race certainly goes on and maybe changes altogether. The likely thing, she wins Indiana, loses North Carolina, and the race goes on.
Back where we started from.
Right where we started from. And she keeps saying, you know, that Barack Obama can't close this nomination. That's become her theme.
Why do you think he hasn't sewn up the nomination?
Well, it is those rural voters to some degree that we've just heard about in North Carolina and in other places. And the reason that the race is still going on now is because in Pennsylvania last week, the people we have come to call Reagan Democrats, those white working class or middle class and rural voters, voted for Hillary Clinton, not Barack Obama. Now, he went to a lot of lengths to try to explain that he is not just the candidate of black people and of white liberals. He even finally went on Fox News yesterday after 772 days they were keeping an Obama watch going, and here's what he had to say about it.
I mean, it's not like I've been winning in states that only have either black voters or Chablis-drinking, limousine liberals. I mean, we've been winning in places like Idaho.
And that's true. He has been winning in places like Idaho, and that's what he's taking into the general election, saying that he can win states that Hillary Clinton can't win. But he had to spend a lot of time on that interview yesterday, still defending the remarks of his former pastor, Jeremiah Wright. And Jeremiah Wright keeps showing up, so he's going to have to keep doing that.
Did it help him at all that he did make more comments on Reverend Wright over the weekend?
I don't think it does help much because every time the name Jeremiah Wright comes up, the tape cuts are played of him seeming to be very radical. And Reverend Wright appeared before the NAACP over the weekend. Today he goes before the National Press Club. So every time he is in the news, it is a problem, I think, for Barack Obama.
Now, Howard Dean, chairman of the Democratic National Committee, said yesterday on Meet the Press that in his view the superdelegates need to lock this decision up by late June, and in Dean's view they should back the person they think is most electable, not necessarily the person their constituents back during the primaries. Are they likely to do that?
The superdelegates are in a bind this year. They really don't like the fact that they are in this position of being the kingmaker or queenmaker, and they are likely, more likely to go with their constituents this year, I think, than any other year. There's a real concern that if they think Hillary Clinton is more electable by the time late June comes around and they give the nomination to her, that it will drive away the young people and the African Americans who have been so energized in this primary campaign. So I think that everybody's just going to wait and see how these primaries turn out before they make a decision. And then go with the way the voters went.
Cokie, thanks very much. NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts.